From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Bobcat Goldthwait, and Luke Burbank. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill is recalling your rhyming lettuce in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, we have some more questions for you from the week's news. Bobcat, in response to a recent incident, lawyers in the UK are scrambling to figure out whether or not it's illegal to deny someone housing based on their what?
Smell.
No.
Their weight?
No, not their weight. Although you're on the right track, because in fact somebody was denied housing.
I'm going to say it again, but with more confidence. Their weight?
No.
It's a physical thing.
Not quite. I'll give you a hint. It's like, it does make sense, because Libras never pay their rent on time.
Oh, because they're into the astrology.
Right. That's the answer. Is it legal to deny someone housing because of their astrological sign? Is the question.
Was that happening?
Yeah, it happened. A woman responded to a potential roommate and rejected her, saying, quote, "Our main concern is that you're a Capricorn."
But so she still wanted to live with this person?
Well, apparently the woman was
rather... That is such a Capricorn move.
It really is.
I mean, honestly.
They're so stubborn and argumentative.
Yeah. But I'd be like, you're a nutball. I don't want to live here.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Before you get upset, it would be great if that's what discrimination was. No jugglers welcome here. People who clap after planes land need not apply.
That's a pretty solid one.
Yeah, you don't want any of those.
I wouldn't live with those.
The courts are going to side with you on that one,
I think,
actually.
So. Bobcat, Hooters has long been known for the waitresses in tight shirts and hot pants, but they're now looking to extend their brand. They've opened a new chain of restaurants specifically designed for whom?
For Mormons?
It's Schlongies.
I have no idea.
You have no idea. It's like you know, you go there and you say, "That's right, Timmy. It's a sound an owl makes and nothing else."
So it's Hooters.
But for.
I'm trying to work clean.
But you can. That's the point.
I know. I'm trying to work clean. You bring your kids, and so.
Yes, you just said it.
So Hooters
it's
for kids.
Hooters for families. It's called Hoots. So Hooters, as we know, is the restaurant that is usually known as a great place for very sad dads to stress eat while sitting near boobs. But they're starting a new family restaurant chain called Hoots, and they've done a very good job. They've even removed the nipples from the two O's on the sign.
You know, it's not necessary. I used to take my kids to Hooters for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day? I think the whole Hooters thing, it's just like... I want to objectify women, but I don't want to go to a strip club because those are dirty. Yeah, you know, it's just such a strip club with training wheels.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
So this is to basically get your kids used to the overall Hooters environment.
Well, no, I
young,
should say.
So that then they, when they're of age, will feel very comfortable at a full-on Hooters.
Basically, they're trying to, I mean, so Hooters is staying true to its menu, serving up wings and burgers, but the emphasis on breasts will be shifted away from leering at them and towards nursing infants. In fact, the menu offers three kinds of milk, chocolate, 2%, and prepared tableside.
I'm a sucker for you. Sit